for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Once again today, we're going to read a letter to the editor written by Bonnie Colleen McCool. It ran last week in the Galveston Daily News. Prohibition is the real drug problem. It's in reference to a Galveston police officer who posed as a United Parcel Service deliveryman in a case in which parcels of marijuana were shipped to the island. From Bonnie. Quote, in regard to the GPD, blue turns to UPS brown to catch woman with the green. Prohibition triggers more danger to the user and society by increasing violent crime and corruption of public officials. Consider truthfully educating our young, treating our addicts, and respecting the rights of adults to choose their recreational and medical intoxicant. It would free law enforcement to better protect us from violence and fraud and create room in prison for those selling drugs to children. Willie Nelson and Buds, arrested for a safer choice, are true American heroes. They are rebels with just cause, taking a stand for freedom, as were our founding fathers. Most people are reasonable drug users. Putting people in prison for the responsible, safer health choice of using recreational marijuana instead of tobacco, alcohol, or pharmaceuticals, the killer drugs we tolerate, is counterproductive, to say the least. Bonnie is a member of the Drug Policy Forum of Texas, online at dpft.org.
The Justice Department released a new report on drug use by prison inmates this week. They found that in 2004, a large number of prisoners had been using drugs in the month prior to their offense. Somewhat fewer were under the influence of drugs at the time of their offense. The proportions were similar to those found the last time the department did this survey in 1997. The biggest difference is that in their previous report, the feds looked at substance abuse and crime, reporting on alcohol in addition to other drugs. The key phrase to remember, alcohol and other drugs. The artificial distinction that we used to make between alcohol on the one hand and drugs on the other is misleading and has for the most part been abandoned among those in public health. Unfortunately, law enforcement has yet to catch up, at least at the highest levels. Any cop on the street knows that alcohol is a drug, and a dangerous drug at that. People involved in criminal justice research know that too. Unfortunately, researchers at the Justice Department don't get to choose what makes it into print. Research on substance abuse and its connection to crime is important for both public health and public safety. The feds dangerously mislead the public and policymakers by excluding alcohol from their analysis and focusing only on illegal drugs. The foundation of prohibition lies on such hypocrisy. By revealing the lies, it crumbles into dust. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.